Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Malcolm Holmline. We welcome Joe Truesman of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. Joe, I need help about the Al-Shifa Hospital. The report, Israeli forces operating in Gaza Strip's biggest hospital captured a Hamas terrorist who's associated with a triple murder in 2014 that began that conflict, according to the Shin Bet. His name is Mahmoud Qasma. However, more significant to me is two Israeli soldiers died in the gun battles, 90 Hamas died in the gun battles, and the overall number said to have been using this hospital as a human shield was 650. That number may move higher. Right now, who is Mahmoud Qasma? What is the significance of his capture alive? Good evening to you.
Hi, John, and thanks for having me. So, yeah, Qasma, he was a part of this terrorist cell. He financed and helped plan the kidnapping of three Israeli teenagers back in 2014. This is this kidnapping. It happened in the West Bank, by the way, in Israel. This wasn't in Gaza. What happened is that these children, these teenagers, were kidnapped. They were they ended up being brutally murdered. And it essentially what it did was kicked off the 2014 Gaza-Israel war. So this apprehension of this terrorist is a big get for the IDF. But overall, what we're seeing, I think, right now, is especially we're now talking about Shifa Hospital, which is in northern Gaza, a type of resurgence, okay, of Hamas. And that's a problem, right? Because what we know is that Hamas, or rather the IDF, has been through Shifa already, has been in the northern Gaza Strip for months. But Hamas continues to be a problem there. So I think it is significant. But overall, what it means is that Israel needs more time to remove these, to eliminate these remaining cells or Hamas members that continue to pop up in the northern Gaza Strip. And in this case, at Shifa Hospital.
Malcolm?
I think it's interesting to note in regards to this Shifa Hospital, how ready the Europeans and even some American leaders were to criticize Israel for going into Shifa, even though they removed the people beforehand, and now acknowledged that they had no idea how much infrastructure Hamas had reestablished there, and finding millions of dollars that were being paid off to the terrorists with envelopes saying thank you from Pidgin and Hamas. So it's really of great significance. But there was another elimination during this time, and that was in the Nusayrat of Marwan Issa. What do you think the implications of this as the deputy to Mohammed Deif and the operational capacities of Hamas in Gaza?
Right. So this is a big get, right? For this is a big elimination for the Israelis. At the moment, the elimination of Marwan Issa is actually the biggest elimination as far as Hamas leaders in the Gaza Strip so far in the war for Israel. All right. This guy is number three, number four, and the overall structure leadership of Hamas in Gaza. All right. So he's important. Like you said, he's the deputy of Mohammed Deif. Deif is essentially the leader of Hamas's so-called military wing. Now, Deif, Issa has been around for a long time. He was a part of the negotiations with the Gilad Shalit kidnapping, and he's done a lot of other things as well. So he's often referred to as the shadow man. This is a guy that doesn't come out in the limelight a lot. So nevertheless, it's a big get. I mean, we have to remember, Israel said at the beginning, they're going after October 7th, of course, they're going to go after the leaders or the people that masterminded the October 7th attack. And Marwan Issa was one of those guys, all right? So they got to him. So this sends a message to Sinwar, to Mohammed Deif, to others, other key leaders in Hamas, that Israel is going to get them, that Israel's after them. So this is why I think, in part, this is a big elimination or big get for the Israelis.
Joe, Khan Yunis is here. Rafah is there. Shifa is all the way up there in the north. How did they travel from Khan Yunis or Rafah to the north? Or were they always in the north? Do we know?
No, it's an excellent question. I referred to it or sort of mentioned it earlier that, there's pockets of the area. There's areas in the northern Gaza Strip that the Israelis have not gotten to. But we also have to remember the tunnel network. There is a vast tunnel network underneath Gaza that runs kilometers and kilometers. So, and Israel hasn't gone to gone to all of them, right? So, and this is why Israel said in the beginning, the Israeli government and Israeli officials have said, this war is going to take time. It's a long time because there the massive infrastructure built underneath and above ground, of course, in Gaza by Hamas and other Palestinian terrorist organizations. This has been, they've been doing this for years. They've been building on this for decades, actually. So this is why it's taking time. This is why we're seeing this resurgence in areas like the Northern Gaza Strip, in Shifa Hospital. So again, this is going to take time. But the problem is that allies like the United States, they're not giving Israel the time that it needs, right? This is what we're seeing. This is what we're seeing, the public spats between Biden and Netanyahu. So I don't know what's going to happen. I hate to say it. I don't know. But what Israel, again, what Israel needs more than anything is time right now.
Malcolm?
So we've seen greater cooperation recently in a joint release by Jihad al-Quds Brigades and the DFLP, National Resistance Brigades. What do you see in general now, the coordination in view of Israel's military strategy and objectives there?
Right. So this is significant because we have to think here. All right. So there's always been coordination between Palestinian terrorist organizations. Okay. Always been there. If they work in unison, if they get organized, when they're organized, they're more effective against against the IDF. Okay. However, in this case, now this war, after time, manpower is running low, ammunition is running low. We got to remember their rockets, their mortars, and everything else that they have. These terrorist groups have it's finite. It's going to run out, and we're almost at 6 months of fighting. So what I'm seeing and what I'm observing is increased coordination between the terrorist groups that you mentioned and others, because they need to rely on each other. Their resources are dwindling, their manpower is dwindling, so they need to work together even more, which in fact is a positive sign for the IDF. It shows that whatever the Israeli military is doing on the ground, it is working. They are defeating these terrorist groups on the battlefield. However, as I said before, we need time. The Israelis need time to do it. And right now, it isn't looking like they're getting the time that they need, unfortunately.
Final question, Joe. We just have 30 seconds. The hospital staff, the hospital administration, the nurses, the doctors, are they pretending they didn't know?
I find it almost impossible to believe they didn't know. All right. We've seen evidence published by the IDF spokesperson's unit that runs contrary to anything that they may say. These doctors or nurses may say that they didn't know. Right. They knew. Absolutely. They knew what was going on there.
Joe Truesman for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. He reports daily on the Gaza war. I recommend his analysis. Malcolm Hohnlein, Conference of Presidents. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.